Ahoy, mateys! Keep an eye on the horizon for the biggest adventure to sail the stinky seas. Even Footing Games presents Bathfinder, the newest and dampest addition to the Babies and Broadswords TTRPG series. Gather up your crew of tricksy toddlers and plunder your way down the big stinky river in this beautifully illustrated, cleverly designed, and brilliantly written campaign. Customize your ship and hoist those dirty diapers high for Bathfinder, sailing into port on Kickstarter. Sign up now for early release news and check us out at evenfootinggames.com.
Doing it and you'll just mess it up.
Over life.
Oh, lame. Fine.
There you go.
Hello, everyone. We're just going to argue for the next 2 hours.
Actually, that's... We do gay and we do fight. That's all.
I think it's just gay and crimes, mostly. We're back to do some gay crimes or something, or fight each other, apparently. Yeah. Who wants to give us the recap from last time? Because Aaron's doing so good.
Yeah, I'm doing so good.
Aaron,
anybody
like,
but me.
Aaron was like, I've got notes from last time. It was from Justin's game that we were not streaming.
Yeah.
So that's basically... It's basically Pandaros, people were gay.
It had your coffee order, Amanda. So
oh, good. Okay, let me read you my notes. Hold on. My notes from last session say, fly to Mesa, Francois is okay, paint a portal to my parents' house, Metrophonos? There it is.
Metrophonos.
What I read it was Metrophones, and that's yeah. not it.
I mean,
that's all of my notes.
I know that we went back and we found Xanatos and Toog. I remember that.
We did. Because, I didn't even write any of that down.
Because I was doing all the shipping of Bozic and Xanatos that I always do.
I was going to say, first time?
No.
Just start now.
It's a thread through... I just want Xanatos to be a part of our group. I have a friend crush on Xanatos and want him to be a part of us forever.
That's not creepy at all. I want him to be a part of me forever.
No problem. I said our us, like our friend group there.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Friend Don't crushes are real. Weird. It's cool.
Also,
I mean, have so many friend crushes.
You all share one brain cell. It's Bozix.
That's
fair.
And we don't share it. We just well, try to steal
you
it
get to
from
look
Bozix.
At it sometimes.
Right, yeah.
I mean, can confirm no because way. Every time Kayla's not here, things go so far off the rails.
So sideways.
I know, but Nick's the smart one. Nick's like well educated, is in the library reading all the time.
That's
the problem
so
is
funny.
Kayla's the smart one. So.
I was going to say, here's the thing, is that also Nick rolls like shit.
Yeah.
That's true.
Accurate.
I have like a D12 in brains. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So you think. Anyway, any other things to add to the recap? Because there were definitely more things in there.
Eris has 2 moms and a dad.
Yes.
And they all live together. A lot of columns are in their house.
That's true. So many columns.
It's almost like they're Greek or something. Like ancient Greek.
Who would even? But like an obscene amount of columns. Just
yeah.
like random
Not these
columns.
Gays, that's for sure.
No. Yeah, we did go back and get some people.
And then teleported to your house. Well, your parents' house. Sorry.
No.
And then did we decide we needed to go back?
No. We teleported to my parents' house. Then we went back to the college.
I thought we were still at the college.
And then we were meeting up in Aaron's dorm room, I think.
I don't have a dorm room there, but Nicomas does.
Yep. No, you're definitely good at your house.
For a hot minute, we were.
But then we left.
Because that's when Metrophonos was knocking on the door.
Metrophonos comes and knocks on the door, and Eris is like, I'm not here. But Eris's dad is like, yeah, Eris is probably here. And then we were like, oh, we should probably just like teleport out of here or something.
And then we were like, let's be invisible. And then we became blind and glowed.
That's right. What happened. A kitty.
Forgot about that.
I'm not invisible. I cannot see because I'm blind.
Which is a good way to start. Whenever someone who may be evil shows up at not your door, but the door of where you're staying.
Right.
Totally fine. Everything's fine.
So Eris is glowing and I'm blind. It's awesome.
Right.
Allegedly she's glowing. You don't know.
Right, yeah. I just said I'm glowing.
Fair. I got no clue.
I like to imagine Ozzyk said, Eris, you're glowing. And Eris was like, oh, thanks.
Like, totally. No, you're literally glowing.
Yeah. Like, no, but literally, thank you.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
No, you. No, you.
Pretty much how it would go.
Yeah. So what are we all doing at this point?
Well, they cast their spells. Yeah.
So well, too.
We're so good at stuff, guys.
Mm-hmm. And things.
Mm-hmm.
Eris, are you going to pretend like you're not here, or are you going to try and greet them before they get all the way up here?
I guess my dad's going to tell them that I'm here, so...
I have a great idea, guys, and she's talking to the wall.
Nick, we're over here.
Oh.
Follow the sound of my voice. And then she turns
also the wrong way. She's like, they won't be looking for someone who's blind.
I don't
think that's how that works. Says the voice.
Go out
and
say, hi, I'm Eris, and I'm a blind person.
I mean, you all have sort of met Metrophonos. He would definitely know.
Also, oh, not Eris, my dad will still be there.
Yeah.
So I'll just go glow away.
Just staying in your room, glowing away.
I'll go see what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Until I can see something, like, does anybody have any ideas of something I could do to be helpful?
Maybe can Eris prep a portal for us or something in case we need to make a quick getaway back to the school?
What a good idea! Yeah, let me do that in my room.
That's a good place for it. Yeah.
Yep. Put it on the wall so nobody accidentally falls in it.
Like, can I hold somebody's hand so that I don't get left behind?
Fozzik holds your hand. I grab your hand and I take it and I like place it on like my forearm so you can grab it as a guide.
Okay.
You just gotta stand here for a second, Nicomas. We have to stand here quietly while Eris goes to talk to Metrophonos.
Okay,
if you hear anything bad happening, go through the portal. Wait for me.
The portal that I don't know where it is. Got it.
I'll push you through.
There it is.
I mean, Nick, you know that magic got you into this predicament, so logically, magic could get you out of it, in theory.
Okay. I was trying to see invisibility is what I think I was trying to do.
Yeah, you were.
But, like, normally I have, like, almost unlimited amounts of dark vision. So do we think I could try something that would just get me back to normal.
That's what I was suggesting, yes.
Because you try to magically cancel your spell.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Can you counterspell your own spell?
Right.
Yeah, could I do it? Could I try?
Yeah.
I will do
it. And what do I need to roll for that?
Roll me brains, and you said that was your d12, right?
It is, yeah, and magic.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be a 9 that you gotta beat.
This is gonna be awesome. I got a 10!
Yay!
And a 3! So that's a 13.
Way to go. Yeah, you can actually maybe see even like a little bit better for about 10 seconds, and then it's just normal.
Okay. Hey, guys, I can see.
That's awesome. Okay, let me try. Let's see if I can fix my mistake, too. Mine's a D10.
Okay. I'm going to give you the same number to beat.
A 9?
Mm-hmm.
That's... I did it. 8 and a 2.
Nice. Dun, dun, so dun. Proud. So dun. Proud.
Guys, we can roll dice like professionals. Sometimes.
Only whenever it's not like life or death. Right. It's life or death.
I mean, it could have been life or death. You don't know. Like, I don't know what was going to happen if I walked into a portal blind.
Yep, you're right. I don't know.
I'm going to definitely walk off of a mesa into a T-Rex.
I think you'll just like go through one portal and then go through like a chain of portals.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Obviously, since you left the mesa, that T-Rex has just been standing there with its mouth open.
Right.
Like turkey staring up at the rain. Yeah.
It's like, if I wait here long enough, food will come out.
Yep.
Nice.
Sound logic.
All right. I'm going to go out of my room.
Okay.
Hey, Dad, is someone here?
Yeah, they were asking for you. Do you know this person?
I do. Yeah, just I'll come down to talk. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and send him up to my room.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
I mean, he's looking right at you, and then like opens the door a little wider, and Mitrofanos walks in. He's got a very like Magneto style helmet, so you can't really see his face.
Not alarming at all.
I mean, that's what he was wearing before.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just totally not. Maybe he doesn't have a face. Maybe his face is the helmet.
Maybe Who his knows? Face is the helmet.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And so look.
So he walks in and just says, "Finally." I've been following you for a while, trying to get in touch, but you're very hard to pin down.
Yeah, I get that a lot. I've
been trying to contact you about your broom's extended warranty.
How'd you know?
Perfect. why don't we come talk away from my dad?
And he doesn't say anything, he just follows you up the stairs.
Okay. Fuck it. I'm just going to bring him into the room.
I mean, that's literally what you just said.
I was going to talk to him in the hallway outside my room, but like, I'm just going to bring him in the room. It's fine.
So Bozic had like his ear to the door, like listening, trying to hear down into the foyer. And I just now imagine like Eros like busting into her room, so Bozic has like backpedal a little bit.
Like, anyway, so as I was saying,
yeah, I feel like as you're like getting up to your room, your dad just like leave the door open.
Yes, Dad.
Because she is totally straight.
I mean, you know,
she's fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not about being straight.
But it's not about the other, like, three,
two
four dudes.
People.
Yeah, four people. Four,
yeah.
The other.
And five. Ones. Five people, right?
They're in a triad. They don't make judgments on how many people. Okay. Maybe they're like, ooh, five? Wow. Let's leave the door open now.
I would say leave room for Zeus, but I mean, that's just worse. Like,
do not leave room for Zeus.
He will take you up on it.
Zeus is literally waiting outside.
Accurate. Yeah, so you lead him up to your room, leave the door slightly ajar, and he just looks at all of you and says, "Now that I have you all gathered here, I'm sure you know that there have been some events unfolding on your campus."
Yes.
Sure.
With the arcane intelligence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've been trying to follow up on that.
We've been investigating that for several weeks now.
Well, good. I have a vested interest in shutting that whole operation down. And I would like your help.
Yeah. We also would like to do that. That sounds great. Yeah. Eric should not be the spokesperson.
Why are you so interested in shutting it down?
Let's just say it would harm my finances if such a device were to get out into the world and were to, I don't know, write novels for people or do people's taxes. Silly things like that.
Oh, yeah. Those would be pretty silly.
Speaking of finances, you mentioned that you have them, and we shan't be taking this job for free, so...
Well,
what are you offering?
Well, what would you think is a fair wage for this?
What's the, is it just like gold and silver, or is it a different currency?
Yeah, yeah. Just same D&D, because I'm lazy.
What do we...
I believe it's come up this long without us talking about
what do we make in our jobs? Like, what do we make a day in our jobs?
A day, a few gold. I mean, gold is worth a fair amount still, so.
It's a lot, then, in my job. Yeah. We usually start the negotiations at 20 gold pieces each for a short investigation. Of course, once we start getting longer, then we'll have to be amping those numbers up quite a bit.
Well, and we have to talk about per diems and, you know, like...
Yeah. Halloween's like, and like retainer fees.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So like 50 gold. And Metrophonos is like, yeah, sure. 50 gold each.
That
Bosnick like looks at you guys like, damn, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Eris is like, yeah, that's money, I guess.
Yeah. Eris is like, oh, that's nothing to me.
And I mean, again, this is a world with like a universal basic income. So it's not like you need the money,
true,
but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. Money never hurts.
I mean, that's more money than I've ever seen ever. So it's cool.
Is that Aaron or Nick?
Nick.
50 gold would be a lot of money.
I haven't seen 50 gold either, to be fair. I haven't seen really any gold that wasn't like made into a jewelry thing. So
you don't just keep like gold bars laying around? Casually.
No, that's for the old people who like think that the stock market's gonna crash, right?
Yeah, and, I mean it probably will. But
I was gonna say, yeah, that could never happen. Stop.
It's okay because we're in a world that doesn't have a stock market.
Thank God.
And he just says, "Now, obviously, you can't drag this out too long. That would be unwise, and it would be, again, not in any of our best financial interests. So speed is of utmost importance here."
Okay.
Makes sense.
What information can you share with us that you already have?
Well, I know that at least two of the teaching staff are involved in this operation, and the so-called head of the drama club.
And the gym teacher, for sure.
that's one of the teaching staff.
Who's the other teaching staff that you know about?
I don't know their name. I wasn't able to get that information, but they, from what I understand, are a Leonin.
Which we've seen already, a Leonin about.
Yeah, we had already deduced. And Claire, the leader of the drama club.
She's and the worst.
He just pulls out a little scroll and scribbles some notes real quick.
Cool. So we're giving you information. I guess that's our job.
And I don't have any preference as to how you deal with this problem, as long as it's dealt with.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to share with us before we get started on this?
Not particularly. Tell Pleonexi I said hello.
Shan't.
We don't really see him around much anymore.
Interesting.
He kind of stopped coming to class.
That's strange. And you'd think after all that money that he so wisely invested.
Yes, he's so good with money.
The best, really. He usually, you know, finds the best people to invest it in, really.
Moving on.
Okay, well then, we will get started on this. Please do not come to my parents' house again.
I mean, that's fair.
Well, maybe next time don't be so hard to find.
How did you even find us here?
And as you say that, he just disappears.
Well, I don't like that.
I think I watched you guys making out. I'm just saying.
No, you're probably right. That's fine. I don't care if people watch. It doesn't bother me.
I mean, the only reason you make out with your friends is for boys' attention.
Right.
That's obviously
the
true.
The only reason.
No, we were just making out to make sure that they could confirm.
Right. Or for identity confirmation. That's right.
You're right. Thank you, Kayla.
Boy attention and identity confirmation.
Yeah, that is the only other reason to make out with your friends.
Right.
Guys, we're just talking about my college and definitely, yeah, okay. Call me out like that. I get it.
Did you have to confirm identities with your friends often?
Do you not?
Oh, right. My bad. Okay.
Because otherwise, there could have been gayness, guys. It would have been very gay, obviously.
That's true. You know what we need to do is to make out and make sure no one's gay.
That's right. We need to kiss and make sure we're not actually gay.
That's right. Let's make sure that we definitely don't like it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
For science.
For science.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll never know that we don't like it until we try it.
Right.
Exactly.
Repeatedly, obviously.
That's what all the boys say.
Right.
That's right.
So now that you all have this job, what are you doing?
Going to fight Claire.
Do you guys think that we still need to do this report for the journalism club?
I mean, I've kind of lost interest in the journalism club. I don't know about you guys, but...
But are we not going to get a grade any longer? Or is this... we're getting paid now, so I feel like we don't need the journalism club because we're professionals. So that's why I'm wondering.
Oh. Well... Yeah.
That's a good point. Once you have the career, you don't have to learn.
Right, you don't have to be an intern.
Right.
Were we getting a grade, or was it just a... Was it just a club?
It was just a club.
Okay, because
so there was no reward at all for doing it to begin with.
Bozic gets graded on his clubs. That's the only reason he goes.
This is the only one. Yeah, not everyone else in the club.
I feel like I'm also kind of past it, and I think that the science club where you have to make out for science is where we need to be.
That's a good idea. Next semester, we're definitely signing up for the science club.
Well. Me and Xanatos are already part of that club, so.
That makes sense.
Founding members, actually.
That's right.
It's called Do It for Science.
Oh, that's a different club.
Oh, my bad.
So that's way past Making Out for Science.
Oh, that's Science Club 2.0.
Down the hall. It's right. Further down the hall.
No, that's the late night club.
Fantastic.
Science Club After Dark.
I'm here for it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess we'll take this portal since it's already here. May as well use it.
Don't want to waste a good portal.
So we haven't talked about the shadowy organization of shapeshifters.
Is it an organization?
I don't know. There's at least one.
You know, if there's at least one, there must be a shadowy organization.
I assume.
That is how that works.
I assume. There must be.
Well, we obviously know, out of character, who the leader of the shadowy organization is.
Because
it's clearly someone whose name starts with Raz and ends with Daz.
Nice. That's amazing.
I played a shapeshifter on the Bad Boys of New Alexandria. So, you know, there's at least two. Well, three.
If you guys could believe it, she was a little chaotic.
Oh, right. That was your Bad Boys character. Okay.
Yeah. She was a mess. I love her.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. She got to kill somebody in the first episode. It's so exciting.
And then rolled like shit ever since.
Ever since, yep. That was great.
So go ahead and give me another brains roll for the portal, please.
Okie dokie.
And you've done this a few times now, so I'm going to say it's an 8.
Yes, 7 and 4.
Nice. Yeah, you are able to successfully portal back. Where on campus would you be going?
Nokomis's dorm room.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's headquarters now.
You all
it's
live
not
there.
The most books.
Right, yeah. It's headquarters of the science club.
And in the loft bed that it's really hard to teleport onto, it's really a fun one.
Yeah. That's obviously for defense, so that no one can teleport into your bed.
Yeah, because the tall people know to like duck down now, but like if they didn't know, they'd definitely hit their heads and knock themselves out. So
yeah, you know, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. All right, yeah. So let's head back to Nick's room.
Oh, you're there. You're there. Now.
We're you in Nick's room.
Did the roll.
We did it, and then let's. Who are we gonna go after first? Like, what's our plan? We need a plan, I guess.
I think we should lure Claire into some kind of, like, meeting or group that she'd be excited to join. And then we can trap her there, and then we can interrogate her and get her to tell us all the details. And then, like, tie her up so she can't leave while we go investigate.
I do have an idea of what would get Claire there.
Okay.
So she now knows you for sure. Mm-hmm. She knows me for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But Eris was invisible when she was hanging out with the drama kids. Mm. And so, Eris, you could say that you were from the paper, which you are, and that you wanted to interview her about her Barbmalian performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That would pull all of the right... ego stroking type feels from her.
Does she know Xanatos or what's the other guy's name? Moog?
Toog.
Toog.
She knows, I'm going to guess that she would know
Halloom.
And but not the other two probably, unless Xanatos was in theater club or something.
No, because I was just gonna say, because then they could be like Eris's crew, you know?
Yeah.
We can sneak up behind her and put the kibosh on her, Nick.
Okay, I want to magic up a little like business card with like an appointment card that has like a time for an interview and a place.
That is what business cards usually have on them.
Do they?
I mean,
no. They don't.
Like appointment cards, too. Right.
Appointment card, yeah. So I wanted to make a little appointment card that looks kind of official for an interview. Mm-hmm. Where do we want to have this interview? Like, where do we want to set the trap?
The library.
Mm.
We have an in there, and
it the would doom be a- scrolling room, because you can lock it.
True, we can lock it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Nick, you would know. She doesn't read. She doesn't like to read. She doesn't even read her lines.
True.
That doesn't mean she wouldn't go to an interview, though.
Yeah, she like, definitely would.
I feel like the library would be a good place to say, like, hey, we can do an interview here because it's super, like, quiet, and we can, like, rent the back room.
Nick works there.
Hmm.
True.
Well, I was gonna say, I mean, it's like, Nick isn't, it's a big library. She's not everywhere in there all the time. She's usually in the doom.
But she is there, which may make her hesitant. And we don't want her to hesitate.
I honestly, I think you give her too much credit about knowing where I work, honestly. She's a little self-centered.
Well, I mean, she would have to know. She would have to know where her now ex-girlfriend, then girlfriend worked. Because, you know, how else would she get her attention if she didn't know where to find you?
It's fair. This is solid logic.
I don't know. She never really wanted my attention to begin with. She was kind of, she just wanted attention from me. Like, yeah, she just wanted me to like be a fan club of her acting, honestly. And I did that because I was young and stupid.
We've all been there.
2 years ago.
Right. We were all 106 once. It's okay.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
So believable.
Okay. How about I just set it for, like, I know I'll be saying that I'm a student, so I could just set it for my dorm room. And then you guys could be hiding there already.
Sure.
That sound okay? Then there's no chance of somebody else walking in too.
That's fair. Yeah.
Okay. I'll make the card look super official with like the dorm room and time on it for an interview, for a student interview.
And I mean, there's plenty of time for you. I mean, there's no rush, so you're able to take your time and get all the details down. While Eris is putting the finishing touches though on this appointment card, you all hear something skitter outside near the window.
Oh hell.
What was that?
I don't like it.
I hear something skitter. Does it sound like it's like on the wall outside the window?
Mm-hmm.
I want to, is the window closed or is it like an open?
I mean, it wouldn't have glass, so.
I didn't think so. Okay, I want to try to throw out like a magic net to see if I can like catch. Just
like window?
No, like something like almost shaped like an umbrella that I can like throw out and then pull it back in so it'll catch whatever is around the window.
Okay, yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, give me another brains roll. Okay. Actually, because this is going to be some potentially like strength, give me brawn.
Cool, that's a d4.
Well, you get to add your magic d4 to it because cool. You're using.
What's my goal number?
I'm going to say it's a 6 because this is a new thing.
Oh, my first roll was a 4 and my second roll
explodes.
Is a 2. I got a 6.
And it explodes.
That's true. Yeah. So, I mean, you got a 6 between the two, so go ahead and roll your magic die. Because it exploded, which means you get to roll it again.
Oh, you're right. A 1, so 7.
I mean, that's a very crucial point.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so you throw this umbrella net out and pull it back, and all of you can see that Eris is like being yanked out the window almost. And
hell
you're able to like plant your feet against the windowsill, but it is pulling very hard.
A little help here, guys.
We definitely go pull on Paris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to have both of you give me brawn rolls, please.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I got to find out what my brawn dice is. An 8! Yeah.
What's positive?
A 4.
Okay. I'm gonna say it's a 6 again for you as well.
I rolled a 4.
That means it explodes.
Yay.
I rolled a 4.
Plus a 3. It's a 7.
Yes.
Awesome. Bozic has the muscles. Nick does not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I feel like Nick probably goes up and like starts pulling, but it's not really doing anything. And then Bozic just goes over and is able to just yank everyone backwards.
Nice.
And so
she's
really
concerned about like touching Eris inappropriately after all of their making out for identity.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bozic just goes over there and like puts both of his hands like fully around Eris's tiny waist, like a backwards hug, and just like yanks her back from the window.
Nice.
That's basically what I was picturing, so that's perfect.
Yep. Awesome.
So you reel in this umbrella net magic thing with Eris, and inside of it is like this writhing mass of what looks to be some kind of chitinous, not like the chitin you wear, but like bug type chitin. Almost looks like armor. And dozens and dozens of sharp-looking legs.
Nick's like, I'm out, guys. Looks
so
like
this
that
has been fun. I quit. See you later.
This is, it looks like they've got your room now, and maybe we should move into a different room, because
you're in your room.
We're in your room.
Okay. So Eris, can I move in with you? Because, I definitely cannot live here anymore.
Well, now you guys are basically girlfriends because you're already moving in together.
Yeah, you make accidentally dating.
And then you cherry it. That's how that works.
That's how it works. That's the law.
Listen, we'll have at least 3 more identity checking kissing sessions before we decide to be girlfriends. Okay. It's fine.
Yes, that's true. There you go.
For the people who are listening and not watching, I put in our Twitch chat, they're in lesbians with each other. That's what Amanda was saying. Yes, that's true. Because no,
I forget that this is also a podcast, okay? I don't know what you want from me.
You've only been part of this for like 3 years.
Listen, I can't believe it's been that long already. That's crazy.
I know, right? It's crazy. Wild.
Okay. So let's make this dead. Bozic, what do we do with this?
Well, we should try and figure out what it is. It's just like scrambling around in there.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Definitely kill it. It's
Can
all
I try and like detect if there's like some magic on it or something?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. You just kind of like reach out with your magic and you immediately are detecting tons and tons of magic.
Can I try and like clear it? Dispel it?
Sure.
Okay.
Give me a brains roll. Brains. What die is that for Bozic again?
An 8.
Okay. I am going to say it is a 7, but you do get to add your d4 to it.
Okay. 1d8. Boy.
Oh no.
Oh boy. It's a 3.
Can we pass on adversity tokens to help?
I have adversity tokens, but I don't know if it's going to get me anywhere.
Yeah, you can, but
I've got 1.
I've got 4. I failed a lot of rolls in the last couple sessions.
Yeah. How many do I need? Would you say seven?
It was seven, so yeah, you would need four altogether.
Oof. I mean, I have two.
Okay, all right. Well, take one from me,
and I'll give one.
Okay. Gosh, a lot. All right.
Okay. So you are trying to dispel it, and it's not making any headway. And then, you know, very much, I'm gonna make another Charmed reference. Power of three. The three of you have to like combine your magics.
Okay, so we all hold hands in a circle.
Yeah. Start chanting.
And start chanting, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very gay.
Super gay.
I mean Charmed is super gay, so. That's
yeah, true. Exactly. and when you do, it stops writhing. And briefly, Eris, would you, once it stops, would you dispel your net?
No.
Never.
Okay. Absolutely not.
Well, I suppose once it stops writhing, what would Bozic and Nick do? Mostly Bozic, probably.
Bozic would like...
Nick's running away.
He would like lift a little bit of the net up and try and get a closer look at it.
Okay. So as you lift up, it looks like an armored millipede.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's obviously massive. As far as you can tell, it's hard because it's coiled and bunched. It looks like it would be well over 6 feet long. And you can see that it has this very angry looking face that looks like it would definitely be able to chew someone's hand off very easily.
Well, it's kind of cute.
We can keep it. It can be friends with Francois.
And as you're discussing keeping this creature that is no longer moving, it begins to dissolve.
Oh no.
Thank goodness.
Nick, what floor are you on?
Oh no.
The fourth floor?
It eats through your floor.
Awesome.
Like great. Alien style, just melts through.
Okay.
There's like the floor below you. There was someone doing some science, providing a distraction.
Right. I love how we know exactly what that means.
And they were both on this show. Just one was literally yesterday.
Yeah. Look out below.
And this like goopy bits of floor and acid fall onto the bed. Like as you yell this, it kind of opens a hole initially, and you see them, and they leap out of the way, and yeah, it falls onto their bed, dissolves their bed, and it just keeps going all the way to the dirt.
So we should get out of here.
Sure.
They'll never know who did that.
They could never guess what room it came from.
Yeah. No way to figure it out.
This is the wrong kind of science, guys. Let's scram. We should. Okay, let's go to my dorm room.
And set the trap for Claire.
But if they have something watching Aaron or Nick's, damn it, Nick's dorm, will they have something watching my dorm as well?
Well, we can look before we go in.
That's true.
Can I not be the one? Can I say, like, not it?
Yeah.
No, sure.
I don't mind.
Yeah. All right, so, okay, I think we go into my dorm and act like nothing's wrong and just talk about our plans. Let's maybe make some fake plans, and then I will try a net again and see if I catch anything.
Okay.
Okay, solid.
Foolproof.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
And because we haven't really talked a whole lot about how close you all live together, how far away does Eris live? And Bozic as well. I mean, do you all live pretty close together? Are your dorms like all next door?
I don't know how many dorms are there. How big is it?
I think there's, well, I mean, there's at least four because there's, you know, the different houses. Or five, three. No, I can math. I can totally math.
I think we were in different houses.
I think we were.
Yeah.
So I would be in a different building.
I would say there's, because there were three different houses, we'll say there's six.
Yeah, I would be in a different building for
sure.
Well,
yeah. Yeah. Like, is it nearby? Is it across campus?
Is this like the type of campus where you stay in your dorm room all 4 years, or do you have to move out and get a new dorm room every year?
It's totally up to you. You can choose. Wow. You could stay, like, if you wanted, you could stay in the same room all 4 years, but.
So Eris would definitely be lazy and just stay in the same dorm all 4 years. And since she was a transfer in, so whichever dorm room is made for transfers and.
Oh, yeah, no, you got the first year's dorm. For sure.
Cool.
Because that did not happen to me in real life.
Nice. You know, what they do now is hotels, which is cool for transfers.
Yeah, not that cool.
It's in Florida, they do. It apparently sucks.
Well, it is Florida, so.
That's fair. I'll there's give you that. That. Yep.
So, yeah, I think that it's probably, because this is for the first years, and I feel like Nick probably would not want to be near, you know, these children, basically.
No.
You're very mature.
I would have moved every year I could to go into an upperclassman dorm for sure. Yeah.
Like trying to get into the really fancy dorm.
Right.
Exactly. I'm working my way up to the ones that are like apartments that you can get when you're a senior.
Mm-hmm. It's in like a big tower and you want to get the higher up.
The ones that have a full kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not just a microwave and a toaster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jokes on you. They don't have toasters.
Got me there.
Four it's microwaves.
Okay. I mean,
they have a bread
no, they have
oven.
Microwaves, just no toaster.
I mean, I can say from my limited dorm experience that enough drunk freshmen set their dorm rooms on fire cooking ramen when, you know, they came home wasted and they didn't put water in it. So yeah, they don't need toasters. They can start fires just with a microwave.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah. It happened at least once a semester.
That's
I like
amazing.
That they're not even allowed to have like string lights anymore, because that's the concern, you know, the string light, not the microwave.
Yeah, horrible
for a bunch of kids anyway. Who've never cooked for themselves before.
I mean, to be fair, if you're like hammered and cooking, things are going to go possibly badly anyway. So
these are the type of lessons parents forget to teach their children, like drunk cooking 101.
Yeah, listen, you're about to go off to college.
Here's some shitty vodka.
We're gonna get hammered. Yeah. I'm gonna force you to cook.
Right. Don't fuck it up.
And I'll also teach you how to put out a fire at the same time.
Right.
Life lessons.
Totally. And you'll have to remember it even though you're gonna be drunk.
Right. Mm-hmm. I will film it for you for study the next day. All right.
Totally not going to YouTube either.
Nope.
Isn't your kid in college?
Both of them, yeah.
At least I don't have kids, so like we can say all the dumb shit we want.
My kids are super studious. Like neither one of them has even like drank anything ever. They don't
not
socialize. Like never. Nope, not even water. They are anti-liquid. Actually, my daughter went to Europe a couple weeks ago for her school trip thing, and she had like a glass of wine, and she was like, "It's weird." I was like, "Whoa. Okay, don't get crazy now in Europe. Okay, calm down."
Had approximately one wine.
Yes, she had one wine.
She did a wine.
Yeah, she's going down a dark path, guys.
Speaking of dark path, you all start making your way to Eris's dorm, which is in a slightly darkened part of campus, maybe because the freshmen, first years, whatever, are just hungover and they put all the lights out so that they don't have to deal with them. Maybe because that's just where they put people that they don't really want to look at. And they just shove them in a dark corner. Who knows?
Wants to look at freshmen.
Was Yeah, Eris was lucky enough to get into that dorm as a transfer student. So, you know, it's a good
Eris
time.
Appreciates the ambiance. She's like, yeah, I'll stay here. This is fine.
Yeah, like you're like, this is spooky. I love it.
Yeah, a little bit spooky.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
So remind me that I actually have to go and request a new dorm room because something happened to my floor that was definitely not me, because I can't live in the spooky part of campus. I won't be able to sleep.
Haloon's like, I mean, Nick, obviously something in the basement shot something up and it just stopped at your room.
Right.
Haloon, you are so right. And thank God for your quick thinking, or else we could have all, like, I'm glad you stopped it from going through the ceiling.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's just, you know, one of many services I provide.
True.
So you make your way into Eris's dorm, and what is this fake plan that you're going to be discussing? Also, fuck you, Amanda, making me drink.
Sorry for making you hydrate. My bad.
You monster.
I made you do a water just once. Okay, let's say that we're going to go for Xanatos and we're going to trap him in his classroom, in his office. And that's the fake. What?
Who am I talking about? Claire?
Not Xanatos. Not Xanatos. The bad, bad guy.
I was going to say, immediately Xanatos is like, what the fuck? I thought
That's not what I meant. I'm tired.
I thought we were friends.
No.
We are. And we are never, we want you to be in the group, Xanatos. We love you.
Kalismir. We're going to go after Kalismir.
He looks over at Bozic and is like, are you sure these are, like, you sure that your friends want me around? Like,
sorry. I'm tired. I said the wrong name. I've made a lot of puddles today. I'm a little.
You don't have to hang out with him if you don't want to. It's okay.
But you totally can. Kalismir. Let's go after Kalismir first and trap him in his office.
What about Claire?
This is the fake.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys.
We'll go after Claire later. She's the last one to learn.
Remember when I said Bozic had the brain cell?
It's gone now. Yeah, Bozic is like, oh yeah, let's go after Kalismir. That's a great idea, Eris.
Yes.
It's like really loud.
This is why he was not in the drama club.
That's right. He's not in the drama club.
And okay, once we start talking about plans really loud, then I'm going to try and do the net thing again and see if I catch anything.
Okay.
Just two.
Yeah, so I won't even make you roll for this because you do, and it just hits like an invisible wall.
It hits an invisible wall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm like,
net?
Yeah.
Like I'm right outside my window?
Outside the window?
Like, so you're trapped.
Where glass would be if this were, you know, slightly later in history, it hits that and just stops.
Oh, well, that's probably a good sign, Eris. There seems to be some kind of, like, force field up around your door.
Oh. Because we're in the first year dorms.
Mm-hmm.
I have never heard. I was in the first year dorms once upon a time. I don't remember there being force fields.
Well, maybe they've upgraded. Nick, it's been a few years.
I want to try and touch it. See if I can, like, see if it has any give or anything.
Your hand starts to tingle as you reach out and touch it.
Okay, I'm going to pull back.
Like, the painful... when your like limbs are falling asleep kind of way.
Ew, the worst. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't like that. Shake my hand out.
So while Eris is pondering and trying to rub the brain cell together,
It's not working.
Halun is like, I'm gonna step out, and opens the door, goes to walk out, and also hits an invisible wall.
Oh shit, no. We're trapped.
Okay, portal time.
To the library.
Wait. Okay, yeah, let's try a portal. I have a bad feeling about it.
Eris, why would your door room specifically be trapped like this?
Because somebody's trying to trap us.
Yes.
They knew we were coming here.
Maybe it's set on your dorm room too. I don't know.
Let's go to the library.
Okay, I'm going to try and make a portal to the library.
So you do, and you can see the interior of the library. But as you step into it,
nothing happens. Fuck.
It's a
And okay. while you're doing this, you hear skittering in the hallway.
Shit.
Oh no.
I want to
I don't like it, Rick.
So... yeah, I'll try to dispel magic on the window since we can hear it in the hallway.
Yeah, give me a brains roll. And that was your D8?
D10.
So yeah, this is going to be a 10.
No. 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't want to use up all my adversity tokens right now.
You couldn't. You only had 2 left.
I had 4, and I only used 1. I gave 1 to Bozic.
Oh, that's right.
And I gave 1.
Yep.
I have an idea.
Okay, what's your idea?
Well, I have to kind of wait till the skittering comes in, unfortunately, for my idea.
Well, don't love that.
I know, me neither. But when this was a different game, I had a first level spell called Sleep, and I could put something to sleep that had a limited number of hit points.
Makes no sense to any of you. His levels, and actually, you know what? It would make sense to Bozic because Bozic LARPs.
That's true.
What kind of character would Bozic LARP?
Hot one.
I don't know. I guess it would just depend on so many things. Like, are we just playing a regular fantasy game in ancient Greece?
Probably, yeah.
Or are we LARPing like Greek gods?
Oh, you did LARP Greek gods at one time.
Mm-hmm. So, that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so you would know. Like, you've played a pretty high-level character.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know all about the sleep spell, and yeah.
Okay.
So, all that, like, makes sense to Bozic, but to Eris and the others, it's just...
So... Well,
and it would make sense to Xanatos, because he's also part of the club.
You can make it sleep, is what I'm learning?
Maybe.
Okay.
But I don't know.
Scream when you see it instead.
Okay. I'm going to really try not to scream. What if I scream while I shoot a spell at it?
Do you have to talk to make this spell happen?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll just like scream sleep.
Perfect.
It'll be great.
Okay.
As you're discussing this, you can see that from the top of the door frame, a armored head with these vicious teeth and skittering legs comes from the ceiling. Yep. And another on the floor. Coming straight at.
Inside the room?
Yes.
I'm shooting at one of them.
I'm
going to
cast
one.
A net at the other one, at the floor one.
Okay.
Like a regular net.
Oh, what was my...
Yours is 12, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say this is a 9 for both of you.
Okay.
I got an 11.
10.
Nice. What, Amanda?
10.
Okay. Yeah. So... You cast this sleep on it, and it falls to the ground on top of the other one, and they are caught in this net.
Nice.
Okay. Oh gosh, guys, I don't know that I can do this.
I have an idea.
I am not a skittery friend of skittery things. Only furry skitteries. Don't worry, Francois, I love you.
That's not even skittering.
I know, but yeah, but like his little toes could like skitter a little bit on ground, like if they kind of drag. It's fine. Furry things, fine. Skittery things, no.
So Nick's a furry.
Bozic, maybe if you make it melt again, it'll give us a way out of the room.
Well, but then what? I mean, it's not going to solve our problem of getting somewhere else. They're going to know where we go.
That's true.
I could try and stab it.
While you're discussing, three more starts to get her into the room.
I'm going to expand out my magic paintbrush.
Sleep!
Yeah, give me your roll.
Okay. Got a 9 on the button.
Okay, yeah. You are able to knock out 2 more of them. Their third one is still coming at you, though. Bozic, what are you doing? You haven't had a chance to react to these.
I'll just try and blast them with my gothic blast that I have.
Absolutely. Give me a brains roll.
Okay, that's an 8.
An 8? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say it's still a 9 for you, but you still have the d4 to add to it. So.
Okay. It's an 8 total. So, no.
Unless
I can give you an adversity token.
Sure.
Yeah. What would it do to this creature? I mean, it I'm assuming it's some kind of like necrotic energy.
Yeah, it's just a necrotic ball of magic.
Yeah. I feel like Bozic just blasts it right in the mouth and it just starts like it looks like it's rotting from the inside out.
Gross. That's awesome.
I don't like it. I don't like it any. So gross. To be fair, I didn't put anything about bugs on my
I was gonna say this is news to me.
Because like I didn't know that there were gonna be like skittery and like above and beyond regular bugs, like more bugs. Like
Demon bugs. Well, now you should put demon bugs on your consent sheet. Yeah.
Demon bugs are a no-go for me.
And now we know.
And the more you know.
I can handle regular bugs just fine. But when they start getting of demonic proportions...
That's right.
Sorry, now we know. Now we,
it's important to know your limits. Right.
And it's way less fun than the other one.
Okay. Does that one start melting?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like that one was rotting from the inside out. But there are still what?
More?
Two others that just got dropped to the ceiling with the sleep spell, and then two that are in the net.
Okay, I want to try and whack one of them with my giant paintbrush.
They're all kind of in a pile at this point.
I'll whack the pile. I ain't scared.
Take a jackhammer move on them. Come down on them with your elbow.
Pile drive.
Give them the
pile drive. That's what it is. Thank you.
Nick has stepped up onto Eris's like desk chair and is just like, no.
Yeah.
Is that fight or brawn?
It's fight.
Okay. Oh, no D4. Just a D6.
Okay, so D6. I mean, I'm going to say it's a 4 because they're not moving, but they're pretty heavily armored.
Okay, I can use a token, so I got a 4.
Cool. Wait. Oh, yeah.
I had a failed roll before. I'm back up to... And I get 2 for every fail.
Yeah,
so.
I was about to say I can't read. That's irrelevant here. I can't do math either.
Math is hard. It's okay.
Yeah, I also apparently think that reading is involved in speaking.
It's fine.
I'm having a really good brain day, guys.
It's a good thing you're gonna get into grad school, Rick.
I know, right?
And go do the big learns.
Yeah, me being so pretty. anyway. You are able to smash two of them.
Okay.
They're still there. They don't melt this time. The other two seem to be unharmed.
Okay.
What about Nick?
Yeah, Nick.
Oh, no, I was just thinking.
What about Bosnick?
Okay.
I was sitting here thinking that if these things are like 6 feet long and there's multiple of them in the storm room, there must be like no room for all of the people in here.
They're pretty thin.
Oh, somehow gosh. Grosser. Thank you, Rick.
It's worse. No, it's way worse.
Like, when I say thin, they're like, I don't know, maybe 8 inches wide.
No, that's way worse. I was definitely picturing them as like roly-polies that were like rolled up and like.
Oh no, cute. these are millipedes. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. No.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
Bosnick's gonna try the door again.
Okay, just ignoring the other two.
Yeah.
Okay. It is. I mean, do you just like walk fully through it, or are you gonna go up and touch it?
Well, is it open?
Yeah, I mean, it's still been open this whole time.
Oh, okay, I'll go up and touch it then.
Okay, the invisible wall is still there. It seems like these creatures had some way of passing through.
Immunity. I will keep whacking the pile while Bosnick is exploring how to get rid of the force field.
Yeah. Do you keep whacking after they're like? Dead.
Yeah, probably. They're pretty gross, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're now like mushed into your carpet.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm not getting my security deposit back.
Even before the bugs came in.
Yeah, no, definitely. Just definitely painted everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to try something. I want to try because my damaging spell would be from my deity.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe with the glorious godliness of moonlight, I can do something. I have two things. I'll just try and shoot it at the door.
Yeah, the power of Selene.
Okay.
Ew.
That is...
Are you doing Alana's?
Yes, Alana said we must coat ourselves in them to get through the force field.
Gross. And
Alana,
no.
Listen,
I did just
Walking
watch
Dead a... shit, and no.
Yeah, I did just watch an episode of Buffy where they made shit. What's the little guy? He's not actually that little. He's just shorter than everybody else.
Jonathan.
Yeah. Where they made him put on like the demon skin so he could go through something like this. Making you do that. That would be too cool.
I got an 8, but I will say that this was a cantrip.
Those aren't things anymore.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know what these words are you keep saying. They're strange and frightening.
They are a little frightening.
So you cast your spell. It seems to waver briefly. What about Eris Bosnick?
Still there.
Once all the things are dead, I want to try and help maybe dispel the force field.
Yeah. How would you do that?
Just say no to magic spell.
I want to create like a magical like cutting tool that will cut a hole in it.
Like a magical paintbrush?
Yeah, sure.
Also a spear?
Totally. I'll totally use that. That's absolutely what I meant. What I meant to say was I'll use my magic paintbrush to paint like a hole in the...
Oh, I just meant because it becomes a spear that you could jab it, but that
I works. I could. Too. That is a good point. I could try that first.
Yeah, give me a fight roll, and because it is magical, add your magic die.
Okay, that's a d6.
Yeah, it's a 6 is what you got to beat.
Got it. 3 and a 3.
Nice. Yeah. So similarly, you jab at this and it starts to waver even more. Fozzik, what would you be doing?
Yeah, I want to help Eris. I'll try and like put my hands like almost on it, you know, like just against it, and like do some kind of shattering spell.
Absolutely. Yeah, give me another brains roll.
Okay. Plus say magic.
Hi, yep.
Hi, kitty.
Hi, kitty.
Say hello to the world.
Oof. Nope. Mega fail.
What'd you get?
2 ones.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, you get an adversity token.
Hey.
So, as Fozzik seems to struggle a little bit with getting his magic to be effective against this, Toog and Xanatos and Haloon, they join in as well. And
I was wondering what they were doing.
Just watching us be fools.
I mean, Xanatos was like, for a little while, just lounging on Eris's bed, just watching.
He's so hot.
Yeah. Obviously, like full on, like Ian Malcolm, Jurassic Park, where he's got his shirt.
Yeah. As soon as you said Ian, I knew exactly where you were going with it.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's just like watching as Bozic is, you know, using this magic and smashing these gross bugs.
I mean, it's pretty hot of Bozic to be doing that. I'm not going to lie.
It is. Protecting your situationship.
That's right. Xanatos put all his points in pretty.
I mean, at this point, Xanatos is like mildly my PC in this. So.
No problem.
Fantastic. Yeah, so with all of your powers combined, you don't become Captain Planet, but you do dispel this magic.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. Let's go outside and never go indoors again.
Nick, is it safe? And
I don't know, but you know what I want to do is I want to go get in the dome. I want to make a half of a butt dome.
Okay, we can make a butt dome.
Let's make a butt dome. What a good idea.
Because only one of you can cast the dome spell. No one else could possibly do that.
I mean, I've never done it, so I don't know.
I said we can make a butt dome. That's all right. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. So I want to run out into the middle of campus and make a butt
dome. Just right in the quad.
Perfect. I'm camping in the middle of...
Mm-hmm.
We're the most lit area.
Yeah, that's not
lots of torches.
It's not gonna make us obvious at all.
No, not at all.
I'm terrified of the bugs, guys. I don't have sense. If you want to direct my butt dome somewhere, you let me know.
Tell her where to put her butt.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Where do you want it? Where do you want her butt?
I wish I had a good place to tell you. Nowhere is safe. Nowhere is sacred.
Did we give up on the Claire thing?
No, I think we need to go find Claire before the millipedes keep finding us. They're going to keep finding our rooms. So
I mean, arguably, if we go to Claire or Kalismere. If we go somewhere that these people are involved, then we're less likely to get attacked by bugs, right? Because they're all on the same side.
Right.
Or we could say that we're there to save them from the bugs.
No. Why would we do that? That'd be silly.
That's dumb.
Okay, guys, I'm not thinking my best thoughts, okay?
No, fuck you, Nicholas. You're wrong.
It's like, it's a stupid there it idea. Is, Nick. You're dumb.
Somebody slaps. Get your shit together.
Yeah, get your shit together, Nicholas. Now is not the time to have a meltdown.
I'm panicking.
I feel like it would be Toog. Like Toog.
Yeah, that's
so,
exactly
like,
what
chill
I was thinking.
All the time.
He's yeah.
Like, get your shit together, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna need you that to was, take it down.
Like, that was really slimy.
Yeah, I was gonna say the stench is what snaps you out of it.
Like,
it doesn't stink. His room is just really gross.
Yeah. His room does stink though.
Yeah. It doesn't linger, though. It just rolls right off him, like most things.
Yeah. Nothing sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, too. Thanks. Wipe it off.
Claire. We need to go for Claire.
Okay.
Where does she hang out, Nokomis?
The drama room, her dorm room, or like maybe the union where she has a bunch of pals. I don't know, guys. I can't. I'm panicking again. Don't hit me though, too.
I don't think we should go. I don't think we should go to the dorm room. I think that's asking for trouble.
Yeah.
Let's go to the drama club room first and then see if we can find her and like corner her in there.
Good idea. All right, so we'll head towards the drama club.
Yeah, so you all make your way to the drama club, and before you enter, like you see the doors, and Nick, you would know that there are like two side entrances, and I would imagine because the front entrance has little like windows in the door that you could see through, that you might go there to try and like peek in and see what's going on. If you do, then you can see that they're up on stage, like they're moving different props around for their next play, and that several people are like rehearsing lines.
Is Claire one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go in and make a scene.
Like, just in front
like
of
a drama scene. Yeah.
A drama scene. Okay.
Okay. Nick, you take the lead on this one.
Okay. She goes in and says, two houses, both alike in dignity. In fair Verona, where we lay our scene. And keeps going.
Everyone's like, what is she talking about? What's Verona?
Exactly.
Never heard of it.
Verona, never heard of her.
No, so do you like throw the door open or do you just like walk in?
Yes. No, yeah. I'm drama. Nick is trying with all of the directions that ever she was given by the drama club, by Claire, who told her she wasn't good enough. She is trying to put all of that into practice right now and deliver this monologue that she maybe had memorized at some point in time and has not forgotten because it's like song lyrics. It just stays in your head way longer than you think it should.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you fling the door open and surprisingly, no one reacts.
Unsurprising.
They don't even turn to look at you.
What are you talking about? I killed that! Come on, guys! Are the bugs, do the bugs have them?
You don't see any bugs. Everyone just seems to be still going about the tasks that they were already doing.
But I was really loud, and nobody even made a move toward us.
Right.
Guys, the bugs have them. The bugs have them. They're connected to their brains.
Nick, I don't
They think... went in their ears. I saw this Nick, they're too bad. Buffy.
They're too big for that, Nick.
Yeah, it's the wrong kind of bugs.
Well, maybe they lay eggs and the little tiny babies go in there and then they attach to your brains.
Maybe thank they're the you. Drama so, club and they're... No!
Bozic is just like very loudly and like an almost magically projected voice. He's just like, enough! Where's Claire? We need to speak with her immediately.
Do you go into the room whenever you're doing this? Okay. So... What about Eris? Are you still out in the hall?
No, I'm following.
Okay. So as your small group goes in, you notice they don't react at all.
Because the bugs have them.
Because it's a projection.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you are talking about this, the illusion shatters. And it is still the drama room, but it is... very empty of props and set pieces. What it is not empty of is drama club students.
Great.
Who all have wands pointed directly at you.
Damn it.
I could make it to him really quick.
Baltic stands firm and he looks around for Claire and he's like, where in Hades is Claire?
And you see all of these drama students, they're wearing like dark robes with the hoods pulled up so that you can't see their faces. But being one for dramatics, Claire clearly is in the center of this group, like basically right in front of where the stage would be. And so you see this individual who you can't tell who they are at first start to walk forward towards you.
Oh, the melodrama of a hobbit. We would have never guessed it was you.
And as she throws back the hood, she says, not a fucking hobbit. I don't even know what that is.
That got her.
I know what you're trying to do, Nick. I know you're jealous of how cool and powerful and rich I'm going to be.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely right.
Claire, we stomped all of your creepy little bugs. You're going to have to pay Eris's. You're going to have to pay Eris's security deposit for the hole that you burned in her wall.
What are you talking about? What bugs?
In her floor. And we know that you're working with the generative AI.
And I mean, arcane intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously. I'm the ringleader. I started all of this.
You didn't.
Yeah, we know that you're not really the ringleader, though.
Yeah, we know all that already.
You would love to be the ringleader, but you are not that smooth. You are not that talented, and you're not a liar.
Where is Kalashmir?
How should I know? I'm not his keeper.
You're his lackey.
That's true.
That word is offensive, frankly.
And accurate?
Hobbit lackeys, obviously. Let's try and double up on the offense.
As you say that, she says, all right, that's enough. Just shoot them. And they're all going to attempt to use different types of magic to each of you.
Yeah, shield. I'll put a shield.
On. Yeah. Give me brains rolls.
Brains.
It's going to be a 10 for both of you.
Okay.
I want to become like ethereal.
Yeah. Bossy, give me a brains roll as well.
8. Oof. Okay. I reached it, but I had to use. I only have one.
I token. Got a 9, but I have an adversity token.
Do you have physical adversity tokens?
I do.
You're adorable. Yeah.
It's from whenever we did the Kids on Bike season. We're on Even Footing Games, which has.
If I can find some more, I'll give them to you in May. I'll give you some.
Yes.
They're just like little wooden discs.
Yeah, for that season, she sent all of the players like little pencil boxes and little notebooks, and like we each drew on there.
Because they were all kids in junior high.
Yeah.
It's adorable.
Yeah, and because my kid was a huge nerd, I drew their name in like dwarven letters because they were a D&D nerd and a Lord of the Rings nerd, and I was not just playing me at 10 years old.
No,
not even once.
Not at all.
What did Bozic get?
A 7 with an adversity token.
Oof. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
listen, etherealness is a hard spell.
It is. It's pretty advanced, really. So Nick and Eris, you are able to kind of help deflect this spell from Bozic a little bit with your shields, but he is going to get hit with a few of these.
And
because there's not really hit points in this, Bozic, you feel not a significant amount of damage, but it hurts.
Ugh.
Amazing. I love that.
I want to do like a modified net on them.
Okay.
But like an anti-magic net.
Okay. I will let you know. They're in like a semicircle.
Oh, damn. Okay. You. Never mind then.
Oh. I have an idea. I back in the day had a spell, or it was actually a feature that was basically from my god that it was a Twilight Sanctuary, and it made like a little cone that you and your allies were semi-protected in, and I would like to cast that.
Okay. I am going to say this is going to be significantly more challenging because you have not used it before.
Sure.
This is going to be an 11.
Okay, let's see how it goes. Nope, got a 7.
Okay.
But I get an adversity token.
As you are trying to summon up the lunar energy, you get hit with several more spells.
Damn it.
I love that Bozic has like a real expression of pain. Nick just like, just a little whine.
She got hit in the stomach, okay? And she went,
oh, fuck. I don't even know what to do. I'm just going to throw a fireball. I'm not afraid. Ed Claire.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a brains roll. I'm going to say you got to beat an 8.
I want to give you my adversity token in advance because I would like this to be more powerful.
With your adversity token, I got an 8.
Nice. Good thing you did. Yeah. She was not expecting that because she's a little bit cocky, in case you know, you hadn't gathered that. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. It's okay.
She's a little bit pretty. Okay.
I get it. I know I was there.
And this fireball blasts her up onto the stage, like against the like curtain at the back of the stage. Mm-hmm. And she just slumps down to the floor. And the other students just like, you can't see their expressions through the robes, but they just start looking at each other, like muttering, you know, what do we do? Like, should we just go?
What are you doing without your ringleader?
They're just like, we're good. We'll go.
Cool.
Scamper, little bunnies.
Okay, let's what do we want to do? Do we want to interrogate Claire? We already know it's Kalismir and the Leonin. Do we want to just go head for them?
No, I think we should interrogate her for anything she knows.
We need the name of the Leonin. We only know he's a Leonin.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go tie her up with some stage prop ropes.
Nothing could possibly go wrong there.
While you're all kind of discussing, Halloon has taken the initiative to go and is just like, Nick?
Yeah?
Nick, we're in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Claire's dead.
That's for the best.
Yeah. Yikes. I mean, Jesus she was Christ. Trying to kill us.
Okay, I'm going to open the scroll of beach trips, and I'm going to nudge Claire into it. And then I'm going to roll the scroll back up.
And then I'm going to do... I want to do Save the Dying.
No, she's already gone. Her body's gone. She's in the... put her body into the scroll of beach trips.
Can I go in?
I mean, you could...
It's like you have...
Wrestle Aeris to try and jump into the scroll.
Can I go in and see if I can save her and then we can question her?
I guess if you're into that kind of thing.
I am pretty good at healing. That's like the only thing I'm pretty good at, honestly.
Hey, that's not true, Nick. You should not be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, whatever. Let's see how well my Twilight powers work. Anyway, let me go into there and save her from kicking it.
I guess.
So, Nick, you go into the scroll. She is on the beach, being washed over by these waves.
Okay, I drag.
She looks rough, like mangled.
Okay, I don't do save the dying. I do a full heal wounds.
It's gonna take more than that. She is dead.
I do a revivify level.
Levels don't exist.
Yeah.
I know.
So this is gonna be pretty tough. You have not done anything like this before.
Nope.
And like I said, her body is mangled. She was hit by a fireball and thrown across the drama room.
Yeah.
This is going to be a 12.
Oof.
On brains.
Okay. With my magic dice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're using magic, I assume.
Yeah. I got an 8 plus 4.
Jesus.
12. What the fuck?
So,
these dice are brought to you by Desired Effect Dice.
Ew.
So, for a brief moment, her eyes flicker open. And you would probably know. Bozic definitely would know. He's not there, but he would know and could tell you that part of revivification is that their spirit has to be willing to come back. And as her eyes open and she sees you standing over her, she says, "Fuck you, Nick." And she's gone.
Fucking Claire.
It's all about the drama. And that's where we're going to end for the night, because that's a great place to end.
On it is. So much drama.
Okay.
Aaron, you want to talk about the thing that we're doing?
Oh, sure. Hey, if you happen to be watching, it would be really sweet if you could go to Kickstarter and type in Babies and Broadswords and
or
hit the button.
On the link.
Or the link, but you should do the notify on launch, because pretty soon we are going to have a book on Kickstarter that was written in part by me. And by Rick, and by other people too.
just the two of us. Jason didn't do the whole adventure. Nope.
I at least wrote 50% of this book, so I will say that much. However, yeah, please go and just sign up. You don't have to even back it. It would be cool if you did, but if you wanted to be notified on launch, that's going to let Kickstarter know that people want to know more about our project.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
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 Did it do the thing?
It did the thing. So I'm going to end the stream.